Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to our program. I've been in the process of commenting on my favorite psalm, Psalm 23. Moving on today with the second verse, He makes me to lie down beside green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. A number of years ago, when I was going to seminary out in Denver, I was doing an interim pastorship at that time because being in seminary and getting my head stuffed with Bible knowledge without some kind of outlet was driving me crazy. So I actually went to one of the deans at the seminary and requested some temporary ministry. My campus ministry went on during the year. It was during summertime, summer school, that I would go to seminary. Anyway, there was a guy in our church who worked as a mechanic, and he worked on my car for free. He had me bring my car out to where he lived, and he lived somewhat in the country. I'll never forget while we were taking a little walk around his property, he said to me, "The Lord knows I need this." Wasn't that interesting? The Lord knows I need to be around nature. And I realized I've been around nature most of my life. I was born in Florida. I grew up in California, not far from the ocean. We could drive there. And when we drive there, we drive through the Redwood Forest. The Redwood Forest is one of my favorite places in the world. And I realized I need this. Once a year, I like to go up to the Santa Cruz Mountains and I take this walk. It's kind of a year time of inventory. I think about all the good things God did the last year. I put in my requests for the next year. I have a daily time of praying with God too. But this annual pilgrimage has meant a lot to me. And on years when I'm not able to make it, I'm very disappointed. But I love the outdoors. And when I walk through the beautiful, majestic redwoods with the sun shining through it and fog, it's like something out of a fairy tale. As a matter of fact, there is a fantasy that was filmed in that very place, The Return of the Jedi. I was actually walking through the forest moon of Endor, believe it or not, or at least the real forest moon of Endor. And when I walk through those redwoods, nothing worries me. Nothing bothers me. Nothing. You see, there's a serenity in nature, and I believe God created us to be compatible with His other creation. I'm not some wacko environmentalist. I don't believe that trees are as important to God as human beings, but I do believe that since human beings are important to God, the trees are important to us. I'm talking about something spiritual. And then in the next verse, verse 3, He leads me on the path of righteousness for His namesake. God takes responsibility for the way we grow in Him. When you give your life to Christ, it is like being in an orphanage, signing on the dotted line, and allowing some person to adopt you and put a perimeter around your life where, yes, we still have free will, yes, we still make choices, but somebody is teaching us to behave the way He wants us to. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I was very involved with theater when I was in high school and college too. In college, I was actually a drama major. But the truth is, I had much more time to be involved in actual productions when I was in high school. Those are my fondest drama memories. And we had a drama teacher that was like a female dramatic version of General Patton. This was not one of those cheapo high school things where people mumble, bumble, stumble through their lines, or break character. If somebody ever broke character at a dress rehearsal, there would be hell to pay. And while we were working on scenes and blocking scenes and toning up and polishing the acting, I remember her shouting from the back of the room, "All right, take it again." It reminds me of Mount Sinai, when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt and they'd whine in the wilderness and God would be like the track coach. "All right, if you're going to be that way, take another lap. Take another lap around the track field," or in God's case, take another lap around Mount Sinai. One of the images that the Bible uses a lot, of course, many images. We're using the image of the shepherd here in the psalm. But another image is the image of the goldsmith. We're the gold. God is the goldsmith. When a goldsmith wanted to refine the gold, where would it go? It would go through the fire, through a trial. Now, what's our attitude about our trial? Well, our attitude could be more important to God than the trial itself. I don't like the idea of going through trials. But I do know that when God puts the gold in the fire, like the goldsmith, what He does when He pulls the gold gold out is he looks to see if he can see his reflection in the gold. If he doesn't see his reflection, then it's not refined enough. The gold goes back into the fire. So as God is raising you, as God is taking responsibility for you, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. When he pulls you out of that fire, hopefully he'll see his reflection, the reflection of his Son, the incarnation, Jesus Christ. He leads me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. More on the 23rd Psalm tomorrow.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.